The... I can go even closer. I just feel like I'm violating the personal space of
the microphone. Hey everyone, welcome to Catholic Bites. Today we're talking with Dr. Joshua Hochschild, who is the professor of philosophy at Mount St. Mary's University. Thanks for joining us, Josh. We really appreciate having you. And today we're going to be talking about an experience that a lot of us, I think, have had. I know I've had, which is a certain anxiety or difficulty that comes with living with a modern cell phone, basically, like that you constantly have to check it, that it's dominating your life. And you have written a book, and you've described in philosophical, theological terms, like what is actually happening when we have that experience, right?
Yeah. Thank you for having this conversation with me, Father.
Yeah, of course.
It's good to be on your program. I think a lot of us have had this experience. We recognize it in ourselves. Sometimes we recognize it in those around us first, and then that helps us to recognize it in ourselves. I have children, so. The older ones have smartphones, and I see their sort of attachment to it. And I can still remember what life was like for me before I got a smartphone, and I have this kind of love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's pretty common. And I think actually over the last 2 years, there's been even more attention to try to figuring out why we're feeling that way and what's mm-hmm. going wrong. We know that the hardware and the software is essentially designed to make us addicted, mm-hmm. and that's kind of become common knowledge now. Psychologists and sociologists have given a lot of attention to analyzing this phenomenon and trying to figure out how to manage it. It was maybe 6 months ago now that major shareholders of Apple asked the company to take some steps to minimize the damage that social media and computers have on children. So we know this is a problem. We're using different kinds of language to describe it, sociological, psychological, medical language. And, I think it's important as Catholics that we draw on the tradition of philosophy and theology to try to understand this too. What's going on is a spiritual problem.
Yeah.
And we have a tradition of understanding the structure of the human soul and its faculties and what its virtues and vices mm-hmm. are, and I think we should apply that tradition to understand what it is that we're experiencing.
So what is it then? I've heard some of the same studies you have, where depression and suicide rates are linked to increased screen
yep.
time,
yep.
and it really becomes something that it's not a tool anymore. It's something that dominates us. Where obviously the monks in the desert did not have smartphones,
right.
But how do we draw upon this ancient tradition and describe what's going on with this technological increase in our life?
Well, what's going on in the most simple terms is that this technology is taking advantage of something that's very natural and good in the human soul. Right? We all desire to know. We want to learn. We also desire community, so mm-hmm. we want to feel connected. We don't want to feel left out of things. So, we've been built with this inner drive, this appetite for truth and for relationship. And these are, in a well-ordered life, these are the things that can lead us to God. But of course, any appetite, any desire can be misdirected. Right, mm-hmm. it can be pointed at the wrong objects. It can be pointed to the wrong degree, or seek an object too much or too little. It can ignore its proper objects. There's all kinds of ways in which appetites can go wrong, and we have a pretty well developed vocabulary for describing what happens when your appetite for food or sex is disordered. But what we need is to sort of revive a language for talking about when our attention, our appetite for knowledge, our appetite for just being more aware of our world gets directed in the wrong way.
And that's the vice, St. Thomas has used it and others, of curiositas, or
exactly.
curiositas, or however you pronounce that in yes. Latin, or which seems like you see that, and you say, oh, there's a vice of curiositas, and you're taught when you're a little kid in grade school, oh, be curious, go seek things out. But in reality, it's not necessarily curiosity that's at fault, but it's your desire for knowledge directed in the wrong way.
Exactly. So there's this classic distinction, and I like to leave it in the Latin because the English translation is confusing,
yeah.
right? In English, curiosity is at least ambiguous and often a very positive thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You encourage curiosity. But the Latin distinction between studiositas and curiositas is a distinction between rightly ordered and wrongly ordered desire for knowledge or attention to reality around you.
Mm-hmm.
So a studious person is not necessarily someone who's into book learning or who's a really excellent intellectual, but is someone who is able to consistently give attention to the things
mm-hmm.
that matter. And someone who is guilty of curiositas is someone who allows their attention to be directed to the wrong objects or to wander from the things that it should be directed to or seeks things.
Like when I pursue Wikipedia link after Wikipedia link after Wikipedia link and find all this interesting stuff about rare birds of the sub-Saharan Africa that have
yep.
nothing to do with,
yep.
you know, what I need to be studying.
And that's a pretty benign version of it.
Yeah,
right?
It's
so
true.
Maybe you'll learn something that would then draw you back to the things that most matter to you. You mentioned the Desert Fathers before. Some of the earliest discussions of the virtues and vices of attention are in the writings of Evagrius.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny from our perspective now to think of the examples that he uses. So one of the ways that curiositas could manifest itself for a monk is if when you were supposed to be reading scripture, your mind wandered and you started reading another part of scripture. Right? And if it got really, really bad and you got bored of sitting still and praying and you got distracted, you might go to one of your neighbors and perform a corporal work of mercy instead of paying attention to the prayers that you were. So would that we all have that.
Yeah, seriously.
Advice.
Proverbs is not doing it for me today. I guess I'll turn to Leviticus.
Exactly. But you know, our devices are now designed to take us off task,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have to deliberately turn off notifications. You have to shut your email off if you want to have a sustained 2 hours of concentration reading something or writing something.
So that's easier said than done, right? There's so many people who have said, okay, I'm not gonna check my phone today. But then, you know, the first buzz in your pocket or the first thing that happens,
yep.
you're way off track, you know, back where you started. If it's so addicting, where is the way out of this mess of curiositas?
Well, I mean, I wish I could say there was a simple solution. I mean, what happens, curiositas is a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a simple matter of willpower, recognizing, oh, I'm doing something wrong, I'll just stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a habit, and that's why in the worst, most extreme examples, we're actually willing to describe it as an addiction. And
mm-hmm.
people, you know, many of your listeners have probably said this to themselves or heard their friends say it, I think I'm addicted to my
mm-hmm.
my smartphone. That might have started out as a kind of metaphor, but structurally, in
yeah.
terms of the chemistry of our brain, you do something enough and your brain rewires itself so that it needs to do that in
mm-hmm.
order to feel normal. So you actually have to do things. Maybe we can continue using some of that language from psychology, or you might have to go into detox. You might
yeah.
have to, there's some good practices and disciplines starting, I think, within Catholic communities of actually attending to social media and digital technology use during penitential season. So you should have a Lenten discipline
mm-hmm.
about social media. You should think during Advent about how are you going to anticipate the coming of Christ through a new habit of putting your phone away earlier every night or not checking social media
mm-hmm.
for these 3 days during the week.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide on a new habit to replace the old bad habit.
Yeah, attending to your proper area of study. So maybe focusing more on studying scripture or studying, you know, the catechism or something
sure.
like that and the proper use of reason and enabling your mind to build new good habits as opposed to the bad ones.
Yeah, and let's think very broadly too about the use of reason. For a lot of people, it might not be that they need to be studying more, but maybe they need to pay more attention to their children, or maybe they need to be more diligent in their workplace. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've gotten in bad habits of spending too much time going down those internet rabbit holes on the work computer when they really should just be attending to the task at hand. So it's all about how our souls really are built to want to sort of pour out their energy onto things and then receive things into mm-hmm. them and have that energy renewed. But there are better and worse ways to do that.
Awesome. Well, you also wrote a book on this and gave some very practical guidelines in the book as how to do it. So what's the title of your book again?
The title of the book is A Mind at Peace, Reclaiming an Ordered Soul in the Age of Distraction. And my co-author and I, Chris Bloom is my co-author, we're both philosophy professors, but we deliberately wrote a book that was meant to be more of a practical self-help with, you know, questions for reflection and advice in each chapter.
And I've read it. It's fantastic. So it's definitely helpful. Not that I've followed the advice given in any of it, because I still find myself, my phone just buzzed while we were recording this. I was like,
I got to put mine in the other room. don't want that distraction.
That's a great resource if people are looking for something. Thank you so much. Thanks for doing this. Really appreciate
you.
It. And if you would like to hear more talks by great Catholic speakers, you can check out our podcast website, CatholicBitesPodcast.com. We have all sorts of awesome talks that you can listen to. While you're there, you can, if you'd like the podcast, you can support us by clicking on the donate button. Thank you, and we'll check with you next time. God bless.